All right. So I want to, congregation, you guys can be seated. I want to invite Pivot Ministries, all the men and Mary. Would y'all come up, please? Let's welcome them.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Come on, come on. Let's give him praise. He's worthy.
Good morning, St. Paul's Lutheran Church. My name is Mary Ali. I work for Pivot Ministries. But 13 years ago, I was here for a healing service. I had lost my husband to pancreatic cancer. I had a tumor in my head the size of a golf ball. And both of my children had dropped out of Wilton High School, where we live. And so, right there, a healing minister, her name is Joan, from your church, asked me if I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I said yes, and from that moment on, my entire life had changed. The tumor disappeared at Yale New Haven Hospital when I was in surgery. My children are doing amazing. My daughter has a degree in biomolecular science from Cornell. And so my high school dropout children have these large degrees. And yeah. So, in my arrogance, I decided I was going to give back. So God brought me to Pivot Ministries, where these men give way more to me than I could ever give to them. So it is my honor to introduce you to Pivot Ministries. We're a 9-month recovery program in Bridgeport, and God is our center. So thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Mary. Our first song is going to be Worth. Come on, Brother Charles.
You thought I was worth saving. You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. And you sacrificed your life so I could be free. And I would be old. And I would tell everyone I know. You thought I... You thought, and you thought I was worth keeping, yeah. And you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed so I could be, and I would be, oh, and I would tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. You gave. And you thought I was worth keeping. Yeah. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. And so you sacrificed your life so I could be free. And I would be. And I would tell everyone I know. Sing hallelujah. 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 Glory. my life, and I will praise him. I worship him and forever, because I am, and because I am, oh, and I will tell everyone I know. Hallelujah, glory to the God that changed my life, and I will praise him, I worship him, and forever and ever, I worship him forever and ever. And ever, because I am, and because I am, oh, and I will tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Oh, you came and changed my, and you thought I was worth keeping, yeah. And you cleaned me up inside, and you thought I was to die for. And you thought I was to die for. Mm-mm. And you thought I, and you thought I. And so you sacrificed your life so I can be free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. He sacrificed his life for all of us, huh? Huh? Good God Almighty. If that don't make you all tingling. Ah! Come on down. That music better. Next song we're going to do is My Worship. Hallelujah. My Worship. Come on, brother.
Jesus. It's okay if you cry. It's okay.
I'm still over here, right?
No. Hold on. It's not a song on there that says My Worship. My Worship? No? It's not there. Okay. Because of you. It's not there. Definitely, definitely, yeah. We owe you one. You're my life. And mine, Prince of Peace,
Prince of Peace,
and Lord. I have put off that old man, and now I'm walking in the newness of God's life. He changed me, then he helped me to be strong by the power of his mind. Now I'm in error of your salvation. Ooh. to this whole world I will proclaim. I'm no longer the same. Now it would take more than silver and gold to change this heart, this mind, and Lord, my soul. It'll take, hey, the sacrificial love, and by his blood I've been made whole. You, yeah, you washed away, Lord, all of my sin. Hey! And now I'm changed completely with it. It's because of you, Lord, I'm no longer. You're my life and my salvation. Yeah. And Lord of Lords, yeah, 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 reign I am the God of Abraham, and it's because, hey, I'm not the same. Because of you, Jesus, I'm not the same. You saved my soul, and I'm not the same. Lord, you made me whole. Yeah, you set me free. I'm not the same. I've got victory, yeah, yeah, yeah. I praise you, Lord. I'm not the same. I really love you, Lord. Yes, I do. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm not the same. Hallelujah. Yeah. And it's because of you, Lord, no longer the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, my name is Joseph Bonaparte. I've been at Pivot Ministries since 2005. It's about 16 years. And I grew up in church. I knew all the things to do. But when I came into Pivot Ministries, slain in the spirit, you missed the first testimony. I was slain in the spirit. And when I got up, God said, shut up, which is hard for me to do. Take the cotton out of your ears, put it in your mouth, and hear what thus saith the Lord. And then he said, right after that, and I'll show you what not to be like. Because you, Joe Bonaparte, you think you know everything to be like. But I'm going to show you what not to be like. And it was the most profounding thing to happen to me. in the years that I was living, because I hear God since I was 11 years old and I saw him in my room. Since then, I was doing my own thing. I was trying to shut God out. I wanted the beat of the world. You know, I wanted to be in a nightclub. That's what I wanted to do, but God said, not so. I didn't call you to that. And since I've been at Pivot, he's showed me how to live now. See, getting off of drugs and alcohol is not that hard. And to some people, they might think it's hard, but it's not. Because if you really want to stop something, you can stop it. But the thing about it is, how are you going to live after you stop that? What is going to replace it? What's going to replace the cigarettes? What's going to replace the alcohol and the drugs? What's going to replace you running the street at night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? What's going to replace that? And that's what he's done for me. And that's why I'm still here, because he ain't through with me yet. I'm going to stay right here until he's through with me. And hopefully by that time, he'll be coming through the clouds. Amen? I thank God for Pivot Ministries. I called, and Reverend Jesse Fuller, he's in a hospital right now. But he said, we got room. If you can get here, you got a bed. 2005, a week before Thanksgiving. And I had to sleep on the floor. But I thank God for that floor that night. You hear me? Because my life has never been the same. And I give all the glory to God for teaching me how to live. Amen. Hallelujah. And also, I want to thank Pastor Smalls. He started the ministry. And Pastor Richard now, who is our executive director. Hallelujah. Program director. Hallelujah. Thank God for him. Amen. He wants to look out in the choir now. The only thing is coming. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We're going to do this song. It's called Clean. If I got any stomach muscles left in voice. Hallelujah. I see broken. You see whole. I see shatter, beautiful. Now you're helping me to believe, 'cause you're restoring me piece by piece. And Lord, oh, there's nothing that you, Lord, what was dead now lives again. My heart's beating, it's beating inside my chest. Now I'm coming alive with joy and destiny. Restoring me piece by piece, and all that you, yeah, there's nothing you, Lord, yeah. Hallelujah. washed in the blood of your sacrifice. Your blood flowed red and made me white. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean, washed in the blood. Your blood flowed red, yeah. My dirty rags, I am clean, washed in the blood. Your blood flowed red, yeah. My dirty rags, I'm clean, I'm clean, I'm clean. Lord, you wash me and my sin clean. Washed in the blood of your sacrifice, your blood flowed red and made me white. I am clean. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning, church. My name is Danny O'Shea. I'm about to be 45 in a few days. Thank you. It's an honor because I get to glorify God twice today. So he put something on my heart. I want to share my testimony with you, obviously. You know, I was born and raised in Long Island and played sports and had a great life growing up. Started drinking and smoking marijuana and partying in high school. And I have an addictive personality. So things got extreme. Started bartending at 18, stockbroken at 18. So it was always a high lifestyle. Started doing cocaine at 22, and it got really bad. I went down to Florida to get away, which is not getting away, after 9/11, after watching the towers fall. Thought I was getting away. Met my wife, my ex-wife, in 2008, and she had car accidents. So she was on pills for the right reason. I had never taken pills. I took them with my addictive personality, just destroyed me. Within 3 years, it destroyed me. I ended up shooting drugs intravenously, walking away from my marriage, walking away from a great job, and I was in a motel for over a year, near death. Should be dead, but God. You know, but God. You know, a friend of mine brought me up after that year and a half to try to get me help, and I was doing pretty good. I was on Long Island, I went back to sales, I was doing really well, and I got introduced to heroin. And I'm a diabetic, so I had needles, and I tried it, and it went downhill again. But I had another friend in Florida brought me back to Florida. He had a business on Daytona Beach, and he had two condos, right? And he was like, you're going to stay in my other condo and work for me. I'm like, all right, that sounds great. I get to get up in the morning and jump in the water. So I'm doing that for about a month, a little less than a month. And his girlfriend comes to work, and she's like, listen, you're going to go stay with Lou. We're just not getting along right now. They had a son. I'm going to go stay in the other apartment. You go stay with Lou. Looking back now, it was God. God had stepped in. Then 2 days later, we went to Wendy's after work. And I'll always remember this because we were ordering food. And the girl was taking a while. And he started beeping at her. He's a little nutty. And I was like, bro, relax. She's going to spit in our food. You know what I mean? That was the last thing I remember. I woke up 4 days later. We hung out the rest of the night. I don't remember it. I had a diabetic seizure. Died twice on the way to the hospital, and was in a coma for 4 days. But I say that to say this, you know, God's purpose will always prevail. Because if they didn't have that argument, I wouldn't be standing here today, because I would have died on the other floor. There was nobody with me at the time, so I wouldn't be here. So he had a purpose for me, and it was for good, not for harm. You know, so I say that to say this. He pulled me out of that. It's going to be 6 years ago that I walked into Long Island Teen Challenge, and 6 years ago in December that I walked into Pivot. And Pivot's been home to me. But, you know, I went through that pain, and there was a purpose for the pain. You know, now I stand before you. I don't ever usually say my titles, but I just want to say it because I'm the education coordinator now and teacher. And I was the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. And that's the only reason I say this. So I went through hell so I can go back into that hell and pull people out. And it's been an honor to be here with you guys, and thank you for having us. God bless you.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. This last song we're going to do is called I Need You to Survive. And before you play it, I want to say I thank God for Brother Kevin. I really do, Kevin. I thank God for you, man. You don't know what you mean to me. I thank God for you because I can't do this by myself. Thank you. Hallelujah. I need you to survive. Hallelujah.
I need you, and you need me, and we all are part of God's body, and stand with me, and agree with me. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me, and I need you to survive. You are important to me, and I need you to survive.
I need you, and you need me. We're all a part
of God's body. Stand with me.
Agree with me.
We're all a part.
Hallelujah.
Of body.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Come on, choir, say, I need you. You need me. 'Cause we're all. Stand with me. Agree. We're all a part. It is His will.
Hey!
You are. Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah. I need. And then the song switch up a little. It said, I prayed for you, and you prayed for me. I love you. I need you to, Lucas, survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth, Jenny. I love you. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You prayed for me. I love you and I need you to survive. I won't harm you, no, with words from my mouth, 'cause I love you and I need you to. So I say, I pray. You pray, Lord, we love you, and I need to survive. I won't harm you with words. I love you, and I need. I pray, you pray. I love you, I need you too, so I won't harm you with words from my mouth, no, I love you, and I need, we're going to take it up one time, I pray, you pray, Lord, I love you, and I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words. Lord, I love you. I pray, you pray. Lord, I love you. And I need you to survive. I won't harm you with a word from my mouth. I love you.
I love you.
And I need. Hey! Say, I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need. Hey! I won't harm you with words, no. I love you. Thank you. I pray for you. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. I love you. I need you too. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. I won't. Congratulations. With words. Lord, I love you, and I need, it is as well, it is as well, that every need, and we love you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that's awesome.